I mean, can that really be true? We welcome Mike Weitzel to the show right now. Mike, how are you today?
Doing well, sir. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on. When I heard about the story and I saw the video, I could not believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I couldn't believe that they actually threw you out of the game. Take us all back for our listeners who might not be familiar. You decided that you would go to the game with a friend and his daughter, and then you just grabbed your Make America Great hat on the way out of the door. Is that how it all started?
Yes, sir. Well, I wanted to wear a red hat.
Because that's the team's colors.
And that was the red hat that I had, and I didn't think that there would be any issue with that.
Why would you? So you went down to the game. You go through the ticket taker turnstiles, and nobody says anything, do they?
Nope, not a word from anyone.
Did you encounter any hostile fans?
No, I did, you know, at a couple points as I was getting up to get drinks or to get some food. I had a couple people flipping me the bird, a couple dirty really? Looks. And I just kind of laughed at it, honestly, because, you know, it just kind of confirms what I already thought, which is, you know, these are people who do not know how to have a disagreement about something without immediately, you know, ascribing to the other person as an evil, racist, sexist, homophobic, right, bigoted, you know, hateful person. That's sad to me, really, that you think you know so much, you think just by the person's hat that you know everything there is to know about that person.
Right. You know? And that it's all negative.
Right. And that there's no redeeming qualities, you know. I used to think that people were just so toxic to each other online, that this was a symptom of social media and the way we're all kind of in our own little bubbles. But, you know, that the other night was kind of an eye-opener for me. Like, no, this is crossed over into the real world now. And there are people who are just, you know, this is all they live for. They, you know, it's their whole world.
So you're minding your own business. You go to get a few drinks. You've got your Make America Great Again hat on and people giving you the finger, and you just kind of laugh and get your drinks and go back to your seats and enjoying the game. About what point in the game were you contacted by, I assume, the FC City STL People First?
Yes, sir. So with about 25 minutes left in the game, you know, it was a close game. I believe tied 1-1 at that point. They came down and first asked me if I was holding a sign. I said, no, I'm not holding any signs. And they said, well, I thought you had a sign that you were, no, I'm not holding. And then he noticed my hat and he said, oh, I see the problem.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, the problem apparently is that wearing a Make America Great Again hat is equivalent to being a hateful, vicious person, in their mind.
And this was an employee of the club.
Yes, sir, an employee of the club. And so he told me basically that, you know, he'd received a complaint that the hat was not allowed to be worn in the stadium, and I had to either keep the hat completely out of sight for the remainder of the game, or I had to leave the stadium right now. And I didn't want to go all the way back to my car when, you know, we finally have a chance to see a victory. It would have been the first victory I would have seen all year in person, even though I've been a season ticket holder for the last 3 years. You know, and I can't really explain it.
I'm mortified that you're a season ticket holder, that you supported this inept program for 3 years, and this is how they treat you. When he said, oh, that's the problem, and you got to take it off, you got to leave, what was your response to him?
Well, basically, sir, I just said, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? I'm not taking my hat off for anybody.
Good for you. So you didn't punch him in the mouth, you didn't MF him, you didn't cuss him out, you didn't throw anything at him, you were just polite to him and told him very simply, I'm not taking it off for anybody.
Exactly, and you know, I didn't have any altercations with anybody else other than, I guess if you consider laughing at somebody who's acting like a spoiled child.
Giving you the finger.
An altercation, yeah, and giving me but other than that, I had no, you know, altercations or problems with anybody. I didn't really speak to anybody there. And I've been a season ticket holder basically from day one. You know, me and my friend who was there with me at the game, we got season tickets basically as soon as they were available.
Wow. So you're a loyal supporter. Did he indicate to you who had complained and said that they were offended?
No, he didn't. You know, it might be just hearsay. There were apparently after I left, I talked to him, and apparently a few rows back, there were a couple of pretty hostile ladies that were going so far as to make gestures and to make sort of threatening gestures at the two 14-year-old children that we had with us.
You're kidding me. How old were these women?
So it was my friend's daughter who was 14 and her 14-year-old friend as well.
How old were the women that were making the threatening gestures?
Oh, so, you know, I didn't see them personally, but, you know, apparently they were in their somewhere 40s to 60s, somewhere in that range.
Really? What were they, you know, what were they saying to the girls, Mike, as we talk with Mike Weitzel?
Well, basically, they were kind of making like pointing, doing the eyes to the, you know, the fingers to the face and the "I'm watching you" kind of gesture at them repeatedly, you know, kind of tell, you know, kind of like nodding at them, laughing at them, you know, pointing at them.
And you got that info from your friend who was sitting with you.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that part. I had been escorted out by that point.
Okay, so this employee comes over and starts trouble with you, and now when you say, "I'm not leaving and I'm not taking my hat off," what does he do? Does he go get police?
Well, I said, "You know, sir, there's 25 minutes left in the game. I don't have to wear the hat to the next game. I'm not taking it off." He said, "Okay, well, I'm going to go back, and if we have to remove you, we'll remove you." I said, "You do what you have to do, sir." I kind of thought that would be the end of it. But no.
No, you underestimated what a coward he was. So,
yeah. So basically within 15 minutes, I think there were about, you know, 4 to 5 cops that came down the stairs. There were many, many more that were kind of waiting at the top of the stairs. Basically came down, and we had the altercation that I recorded that you saw.
What made you think to record it?
Well, to me, sir, I was a little shocked that this was a thing that could happen in Missouri.
Yeah, in the United States.
In the United States, and, you know, but even more so, like in my state, which I never considered a place that was under, you know, sort of this oppression of differing opinions. You know, I thought that I lived, you know, in a country that was free, and especially a state that supported freedom of speech and some of my own values, you know? So I just felt compelled to basically shine a light on and tell people that this is the world we're living in now.
And so you say 4 or 5 cops were at the top of the stairs and a couple of them came down to get you?
Yeah, well, like 4 or 5 came down to get me. When I got to the top of the stairs, there were maybe 10 or 15 all
three. You were some sort of terrorist.
Yeah, I guess I was a very big threat.
4 cops come to get you. Did they all speak or did just one of them speak? I saw the one speaking on the video. I couldn't tell if others spoke or not.
Yeah, there was another one. The main one who was talking to me, you saw in the video, the one in the kind of beige khaki shirt, seemed to be the most hostile and the most anxious to just kind of grab me by the neck and just throw me.
Did he grab you?
At times they both, like as soon as they walked up and started talking to me, they both started to put their hands on me.
So they assaulted you.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't consensual.
I'm a lawyer, Mike. That is the legal term for assault. It's actually battery because they touched you. So they assaulted and battered you. That's what these cops did. What did they say when they came down, when the original words out of their mouth?
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to really get them on the record and say, you know, I see that we have gay pride flags waving all around this stadium,
right.
More than one political T-shirt or hat in this stadium. I said, my question to you guys is this rule equally enforced? And, you know, basically they came back with, our question to you is, do you want to walk out of here or be dragged out of here in handcuffs?
Wow. Ungodly. You ask a simple question, which, by the way, is logical. You said you saw some other political T-shirts?
Oh, yes.
What did some of them say?
Well, you know, we definitely see a lot of, like, Pride Night T-shirts in the stadium. I've definitely seen a No King shirt.
Anti-Trump shirts.
Yeah.
But you're Make America Great Again. The phrase Make America Great Again triggers these liberals and triggers these cops, apparently. When let's just say you stood up and started screaming "Make America Great Again," what would be wrong with that?
couldn't imagine anything would be wrong
right.
with that.
When did hoping that America's made great again become a bad thing? It's only bad at the St. Louis City Soccer Park, apparently, in these tough guy cops who want to drag you out. When they said we could drag you out in handcuffs, what was your response to that?
You know, honestly, sir, I was a little bit concerned that I was about to get my ass handed to me, so to speak. And so, you know, I wanted to make a point, but I wasn't willing to or ready to resist arrest. And so as soon as they said, we're threatening you with arrest, I decided that was time to go.
When they said they're threatening you with arrest, did you ask what crime have I committed?
Oh, yes, I did. I did. And, you know, things were happening kind of fast. I'm not really sure if I received a clear answer on that. I think the answer was you were asked to leave.
Ah, so that's the law you broke.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you were asked to leave, you said no. So when did the, I guess my question to them would be in a lawyer situation, you asked him to leave, so that's a question. He answered your question. He said no. And then what did you do? Then you forced him to leave. That's what they did.
Yes.
And as you were walking out, how was it embarrassing? Did you feel humiliated because you hadn't done a damn thing wrong?
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, and you know, having been in those seats for the last 3 years and gotten to know, you know, the people that sit around us, and, you know, it's kind of one of the good things about being a season ticket holder is you know, there's a camaraderie. You see the same people every game, and, you know, thinking about going back there and the kind of looks I'm going to get from these people and how they're, you know, going to view me from now on, it has definitely been a bit concerning. You know, I certainly would have preferred that this never happened at all.
And it shouldn't have happened at all. It never should have happened at all. The treatment you received was disgraceful, despicable. I don't know if you're aware, but I called Jim Cavanaugh, who's one of the minority owners, who responded to me that no one from the organization will respond to me. And when I said, well, why don't you come on my show then? Because I know him. And he said, he said nothing. No response, no answer whatsoever. So I texted him and I said, Jim, I didn't realize what a coward you were and that you are a disgrace to our city as a minority owner of that disgraceful operation. So we'll see now. I know that the people down in the newsroom of the Post-Dispatch were listening to today's show, but we don't get much cooperation, Mike, in this town from media because they're so weak. You know, media in this town only wants to kiss up to everybody. They don't want to tell the truth. How dare you tell the truth about a sports organization that might take their free tickets away, you know, or their access. But have you heard from anybody subsequently from the club about this?
No, sir. Yeah, I did, you know, kind of reach out to SCLCC, you know, via Twitter, just saying, like, is this really how we're going to do things? But, you know, after talking with my wife and, you know, considering the potential blowback there might be on my family, we made the decision to go ahead and take the videos down and not pursue it too much further, because unfortunately there are a lot of crazy people in this world who will sometimes do whatever they can to ruin you for the stupidest reasons.
Yeah, and they're usually from the same group of people.
Yeah,
the same kind of people who were offended by your cap, but they're not offended by gay pride flags, which I think most reasonable people would be offended by if they're taking children, and that's a lot of the people at these soccer games. Kids go down there and they're subjected to the gay pride movement. You know, that operation, that soccer operation, I don't know how you could keep season tickets there. I wouldn't give them a penny of my money, but that's just me. But I believe, as an attorney, and I've talked to other attorneys subsequently, Mike, you have a potentially strong First Amendment case against them. It sounds like you don't want to pursue anything. I understand that because of the way the psychopaths are. And it wouldn't surprise me if STL City turned people on you. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me either. Anything to protect themselves.
Well, you know, somehow even with me only having the video up for about an hour, you know, it somehow made its way onto Facebook and then was shared a couple times. And there have been people in my office who've already come up to me with the video on their phones. I'm like, wait, I took that down. So it may be a little too late to put the genie back in the bottle. But
have you heard any negative remarks? I sent the video to a friend of mine who's huge in the soccer community. He sent it around to a bunch of soccer people. Every one of them reacted in anger at that club. and they were mm-hmm. disgusted. Some called and canceled season tickets. Have you heard anything negative?
You know, basically just from the crazies online. Posted on my YouTube, I got a couple of comments like, good, no way they should tolerate your hate. Get your hateful racist ass out of there.
Your hateful ass. Because you wore a hat that said, make America great again. Good God.
I didn't know. And I'm a minority, by the way. My mother is immigrated here when she was 18 the right way. Taught herself English. And, you know, I'm a proud, you know, dual citizen of both Brazil and America. And, you know, when I lived in Brazil for a while, it really made me appreciate what a great and free country we live in here. And how we should fight to defend that, because it is not, you know, a given, right? You go spend some time in a third world country and you see how bad things can really be.
Yeah. You know? And yet we're creeping in that direction. And mm-hmm. your instance is another example of that. I never thought, like you said, you never thought in Missouri you'd encounter something like this. I never thought in the United States we'd encounter something like this. And I'm shocked it happened at a sporting event where, like you pointed out and I pointed out, they tolerate all kinds of off-center political viewpoints. And, you know, personally, I don't care what anybody wears to a game as long as they're, you know, not walking around naked. But if someone wears a Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden T-shirt to the game, would you think of flipping them off?
No.
Not
never.
In a million years.
And that was the thing that really kind of, you know, I couldn't believe is when as we're walking out, the police officer tried to tell, well, I'm a Trump supporter and you're giving Trump supporters a bad name.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, you know, officer, we're not the ones who complain and throw a tantrum and write a strongly worded letter to management when we see something that offends us. But if you're going to be part of the system that throws people out of the game for wearing a certain hat, a hat that says, I want to make America great again, then you bet your ass I'm going to shine a light on that.
You bet. Good for you. Good for you. You're a strong man. I'm proud of you. As an American, I'm proud of you. And I think I speak for a lot of people, at least from what I've seen, reactions to a posting I made of having you on the show and telling the story. You have the support of everybody. Every sane human being. I should qualify that. you know, the lunatic liberals who complain that you offended them. You should have asked the cop, you know, well, which word on my hat offended them? Is it make? Mm-hmm. Is it America? Is it great? Or is it again? Which word offended them? And which word makes you think that I give Trump supporters a bad name? You clown. But, of course, you can't do that because they have the power because they're the tough guys.
Right. Right.
Well, Mike, I tell you what. You're a strong American. You're a proud patriot. And I think people are very proud of the way you handled that because I saw the video. And, folks, I can tell you this. This young man handled himself in exemplary form, better than I would have, because I'm sure I would have been arrested. I the way you handled these cops and the way you handled the situation with calm and yet asking the pointed questions that needed asking, I think all America would be proud of you.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it, sir. And I've always tried to live my life with, you know, God first, family second, and country third. And, you know, I want to make sure that I stand up for the kind of country that I want to live in and do my part. You know, I just, if I was able to handle the situation well, as you said, then I would just give all the glory to God.
Well, I give you a big carpe diem because the way you handled this, you have made them look like exactly what they are, and you did it. You know, people say, well, you can do it with a surgeon's knife, and you did it with a surgeon's needle. I mean, it was so calm with these people, and yet very pointed, and they reacted against you as clowns. It's incredible that you were threatened, you were assaulted, you were battered, all of these things by these clown cops that they employed on there. Will you continue to go to these games, Mike?
You know, at this point, sir, I'm pretty undecided. I mean, the season tickets are paid for, but yeah, I don't know if I might be just selling them for the rest of the year if anyone will buy them, which is a bit of a long shot right now.
Exactly. I said that the last thing that operation should be doing is throwing a ticket holder out. They should be giving tickets away.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time since we've been able to get a fair price when trying to sell these tickets for a game we can't make it to. So
I bet. I've had people suggest to me that we all buy tickets in one section and we all go down and wear Make America Great hats.
Sounds good to me, sir.
Yeah, think they'd throw everybody out?
I'd like to see them try.
Yeah, now that would be a story.
Yes.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on with us. Is there anything I left out?
No, sir. I just appreciate you for giving me your time and appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. And congratulations for standing up to power like that to guys who think they're tough guys.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. That's Mike Weitzel, folks. A great American.